Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben Lai. Thanks for tuning in. We're starting off the show with excitement and fun. Starting off live in studio with us is Bill Ken.
Turned it off, didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you? VHS rewinds, green lines in time, reset parts, play and
Watching Machine Rock. This is the first time ever. I've never even seen this song before.
Can you see a song?
Machine Rock. Watching Machine Rock. Watching Rock. Watching Rock. I get so turned around. I don't know what I'm doing here. I get so turned around. I don't know what I'm doing here. I get so turned around.
Negative Sponge is a song about a sponge.
I'm
Ribblecan.
Ribblecan, you're on the radio listening to it with Don't Knob. Don't Knob. Don't Knob. Please stay. Please.
Start again. Every time I lose my head, you'd have sworn that I'd be gone all evening long. Was I stupid? Was I way too late? Are you tired? Everything I
Bill Can tracks. Oh, it's so sweaty. How do people survive making music?
Okay. You're lucky you can't smell it in here.
Ripe. Let's do one more.
One more, last song.
We got one
last
more for you guys.
One more song.
This one's called Pack It Up.
I think you got everything you need right now. Yeah, it's been such a long
Bill Kahn live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks to the band for joining us, Jay Honor, on sound engineering. Do not go anywhere. The band, Bill Kahn, will be coming in to the studio to chat with me very shortly. CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Do not go anywhere. Back with Bill Kahn in a quick couple minutes.
On October 25th, 2023, the co-founders of the Drug User Liberation Front, Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum, were arrested while the Dulf office and their homes were raided. On May 31st, 2024, Aris and Jeremy were charged with 3 counts of possession for the purpose of trafficking, leaving both Aris and Jeremy at risk for a maximum life sentence in prison or a minimum of 1 to 2 years in jail per charge. Dulf will pursue a constitutional challenge in response to the Crown's decision on top of defending their case, which will require at least $150,000. Compassion clubs like Dulf's and the safe supply that they provide saves lives. Come to the James Black Gallery on Saturday, August 24th from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a silent auction and fundraiser show in support of Dulf's legal fund, with performances from No Name, No Slogan, Hot Snack, Good Wife, and Worrywart, and a host of different silent auction prizes. This is sure to be a night that you won't forget. Tickets are $20 or pay what you can, and you can find out more by visiting the James Black Gallery's Instagram page, at the James Black Gallery. Safe supply now. Free Dulf.
You know what time it is.
What time is it?
It is time for Victory Square Block Party. This September 1st, prepare to see Lilacs and the Apocalypse, Iana Seymour, Scarlet Fever, Tough Cell, Attawolf, New Age Doom, and Sammo T coming at you this September 1st in Victory Square, CITR, me and you, be there. I won't even give you the option to be square. How about them apples? Victory Square Block Party time! Are you kidding me?
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there. Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS Ask and Peer Support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca, or you can drop by either office located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community.
I'ma keep on talking about it because it's true for me.
Are you interested in playing, watching, or discussing all things cricket? Look no further than UBC's Cricket Club. Reach out to @AMSUBCCricketClub on Instagram to get connected today. Launched in December 2023, Connect Afrobeats is an innovative online platform with a dedicated mission to foster a vibrant community for Afrobeats and Afro-inspired talents across the entire value chain. Join Connect Afrobeats today to connect with verified global Afrobeats talents, collaborate with fellow artists, and engage in meaningful discussions. Whether you're an artist, writer, talent manager, road manager, A&R, promoter, distributor, or publisher, this is your platform to network, find talents, form partnerships, and teams. Connect Afrobeats is gearing up to launch music camps in summer of 2024. So what are you waiting for? Amplify your presence in the vibrant world of Afrobeats and sign up now. Looking for an audio escape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
The Evelyn Saller Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Saller Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird. Radio Hell is the show you're listening to. I'm Ben, and I am joined in the studio by Bill Ken, the band.
Oh.
Bill Ken.
Woo.
Hello. Welcome.
Welcome.
Bill Ken. Do you want to maybe introduce yourself to people out there in Radioland?
I am Liam. I play the guitar and sing in Bill Ken. I write some of the music and stuff.
Hi, guys. I'm Zach. I play drums in Bill Ken.
My name's Marita. I play the bass.
Thanks for coming in. And you just played a wonderful set. Like 5 minutes ago.
Yes,
that was good. Can we maybe start? Well, I mean, there was a Discorder article about the band a while ago, so I kind of knew a little bit about the history. But you know, for the benefit of the listeners out there, maybe talk a bit about how the band formed, and whether maybe a name as well, because no one in the name is called Bill, I guess,
or
is there?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, that was discussed in the Discord article too. But you know, when did Bill Ken became a band, a project?
Well, we stole Marita's band. That's the whole thing. Or we stole Marita's band. We stole Marita's band. I had some songs. Marita is a thespian along with myself, and we were doing theater, and there was a brilliant performance where there was indoor pissing,
some
egg smashing,
eggs in the mouth, eggs cracked in the mouth,
okay, like raw eggs,
use the egg, you use your mouth to crack it,
okay.
It's not that hard if you're not squeamish about it,
yeah.
I think. Well, maybe it was hard.
I guess to break it isn't hard, but I guess you don't want like it all over, you know.
Yeah,
you want to do
messy.
It like gentle. Yeah.
Yeah, so there was some of that. There was some like personal grooming. There was like a trash can and a devil.
And you needed music?
Oh, and like
a butt that
monster.
Was an incel.
Yeah. it was really highbrow, super like high-minded.
Thoughtful, academic kind of.
Super academic thesis project. But I needed a punk rock band for the end because I'm a trained thespian, but I don't know how to finish things without a song. So then
okay,
people
perfect.
Know... It's over.
Yeah.
Like a song, when a song's over, you know,
yeah,
usually.
Yeah, yeah.
But when art stuff, sometimes you're like, so
you need a punchline for like
exactly.
A sketch.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. We needed
should
a punchline.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all sort of like an excuse for me to get to like do a song and dance and have a band. So I recruited Liam, and then through him the other members, and we put together a band. So then we had to practice every once in a while. This one song. It was just one song. And then from there, Liam was like, I like this band. What about my songs? And he'd already put out some
what
of his
about
music.
Me?
And we were all really keen to do that, which was beautiful because then we got to continue working together. And then Liam's songs got life out in the real world, away from the computer. No offense to those of you who are on the computer rather listening right now, but there's a whole world out there. Yeah.
At what point during the theater rehearsal or practice that you Liam, I guess you were thinking that let's do this more, or all of you or either one of you thought of that? Or is it really just after the fact that when it's over, you go, oh, this is, you know, I don't want it to be over. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, am I just answering your question too much now?
No, it's kind of, we kind of felt that without saying it, that there was some magic between the group of us. And like, yeah, that wants to play more and do more. And I think it just naturally came up. It was like, Liam's like, hey, I got some songs. Let's try it out.
It was really easy to say yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Everyone's like on board.
And I don't know if you answered already, but how long ago was that first show, and when did you play your second, where it became an actual outside of the theater? Do you know?
Geez, like February, something like that. February last year.
Was it a spring show?
It was a spring show.
So spring of last year. The first quarter of 2020. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in there. May. Yeah.
And what was our next show once we were a bit?
Well, the first official show was at Green Auto.
Was it the Divorcer show?
I believe. Well,
oh no, no,
no,
we
it was a speed reader and
and Divorcer and
Divorcer didn't play. We karaoke.
It was a karaoke show.
Yeah, that was super cool hack.
You had to be there. You had to be there.
But that, speed reader and Big City.
I believe so.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. So some big greats, greats right there.
Love them,
local legends.
So I don't know when that was. We didn't answer your question, but look up, find a poster. Yeah.
You don't
get an idea.
You don't have a log of every single show.
I do somewhere. Oh, but yeah, I bring it.
Oh, you do?
No.
It's interesting because most people don't keep a log, but I think it'll be. I keep thinking I remember, but then I don't.
I started to keep a log once in a previous project because I saw Collapsing Opposites
I was going to say their log.
I was like, ooh, history or whatever. And then
that's the only, that's the only act that I know.
Obviously,
that
only Ryan McCormick. Yeah.
Right. And Bill Ken, what does the name come from?
Well, we had a puppet named Bill Ken at one point.
Mm-hmm. And now it's...
He's been in some shows for sure.
He lives in my apartment.
He's made some appearances. I think we got like a YouTube video live, and Bill Can's there. Okay. He kind of comes every now and then when he comes to the show, but not all the time. He couldn't make it tonight.
We made him actually to greet Snooper.
Yeah,
when
it's a Snooper rip-off.
Snooper was going to come. It was a tribute. Like, we're like, oh, we'll make a puppet to be friends with Snooper because like I feel very like... akin to those freaks and their puppetry stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's also the birth of Bill Can was from a weird theater show that had weird puppet stuff in it. So it just felt right. And then when we were so excited that Snooper was coming, and then we're like, okay, we're going to have our puppet ready for Snooper so that they can, like, you know, be friends and make out or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Snooper had, like, a passport issue, and they didn't come to the show we were going to play with them. But we had to keep the puppet alive, even though there is like a little bit like, oh, like the puppet's alone. Like, although we made the friend, we made a puppet friend for it. It's not the same, you know?
There's not like an actual puppeteer.
Oh, yeah.
Place,
and we had a cool guy, a dear friend.
Oh, that guy was awesome.
He's a puppeteer, and he came and did some real stuff. Maybe we'll call him up soon.
Too. Sounds like you're encouraging people to bring a puppet to the show, so Bill Can would have a friend.
We could do less. Like, if everyone else just pulled their own weight, and we could do a lot less, you know?
There's a lot of theater antics, a lot of
skits that are in the shows.
Yeah, we've done a lot.
The puppets is kind of like an extension of that.
That's one part of it. We've eaten a lot of, well, there's been a lot of food eating on stage.
Yeah.
It's been
what else?
What have you eaten? Shaving.
Dancing.
Oh, yeah. We had a mini trampoline for a while. That was really good.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you do? I did see that in, because you mentioned it in the Discord article, so you were bringing a trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess you did. Yeah.
Yeah. You can trust us.
What did you? I didn't see a show with the trampoline. What did you just jump?
I was just hopping around. Yeah. You know what? That's why it had to go, because I couldn't think of anything to do on it.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do like a flip or anything like that. So it's useless.
Yeah, I was also missing a leg too. So
yeah. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of found it in the dumpster bin sort of thing. I'm like, hey, this is
oh.
just what we need. Yeah. Well, not a dumpster, but it was like in the. Yeah, and just
a dumpster-like apparatus.
Situation.
It's hard to sing or play instrument with a trampoline, I would assume.
Yeah.
Or easier, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe the gravity kind of does the strumming for you in a way, maybe.
Yeah.
Gravity does a lot if you just let it.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite special, what do you call it? Antics or
skits.
Is there one that you particularly like, something you really like eating, I guess, perhaps?
I like the pack it up when I got packed up. That was a good one.
Yeah.
we ended the show.
Got packed up and transported off stage into a box.
That's my favorite.
It's always fun when our friends help.
Yeah.
One time, our friend made us a giant cookie, like really, really big cookie.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had to, it was too much. We had to share it with everybody.
Yeah, that was on my birthday, too, or a day after my birthday.
Mm. Yeah. In June.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We played one show with, I think it was like a 4 or 5-piece dancing troupe.
Yes.
And they were dancing the entirety of the set. That was really cool.
Oh, yeah, they spelt out Bill Can with their bodies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. How do you... Okay. I'm just trying
to... imagine?
I'm just thinking of it now.
Let it play out in your mind. Yeah.
This is fun. Yeah. And how does the songwriting for the band go? Like, who... Is it all you?
We're all gesturing for those listening. Yeah. Gesturing towards Liam.
So you do the... Do you write the lyrics first, or you think... How do you go about it?
Yeah, usually I'm just, like, bored at work or something, and I'll just go... And then I'll come up with something stupid. And then if it's stupid enough, then it passes the litmus test. And then I'll just kind of bring it in from there. Usually it's something like, you know, the president's standing next to me. And then from there, it's like, you can just fill in the blanks. I don't know. I don't worry too much about, like, writing and trying to be good. You know, I feel like you just gotta kind of whatever comes out. That's my
first thought. That's best thought.
Yeah, that's really it. Yeah.
Yeah, but is it easy for you to remember your
song? No. So I don't know any of my lyrics. Yeah, I've had to start writing songs where it's just one or two lines.
Even the instrumentation sometimes too, actually. Right?
Yeah.
It's like we're always learning.
Were the songs that maybe the words have changed because you initially wrote it one way, but then you maybe keep remembering a different way, or no, it's you don't. Yeah.
There's a what's it called? It's called it's about memory. What's the one?
Mind jogger.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Thanks.
We should have played that.
Oh yeah, we should have done that one. Yeah, next time.
Oh well, it's a half unpacked.
Yeah, sorry, I was really eager to pack it
encore.
Up. There's one we played at Richmond Night Market.
When?
Highly recommend. And then and there
that
were so many children, and it was such a was such a wholesome event. Like when we arrived, there were maybe some teenagers performing before us, and they were like drumming to a backing track or singing along to a backing track, and it had this real like, you know, like talent show kind of feel. They were talented, and it was really good. But yeah, it was just so different from most situations we walk into, and the people running it were so accommodating and sweet. Anyway, and then Liam had this like panic moment of like all the curse words. Like, what are the curse words that I say? What are all the swears?
Oh,
he was like rewriting the lyrics and like really stressed about it. And I'm sure it was fine, but So yeah, there's a couple like, different awesome. Versions of various songs.
PG Bill Kane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we go back to the Richmond Art Market? Because I'm fascinated. Every time I've been there, every time, I mean, I'm always like looking at the stage and it's, you know, different all the time. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating because, yeah, there are bands sometimes. There are like people doing cover bands. There's like dancing and music. So how does that load it? Like you can, is it almost like playing a regular show? Do they have a backline or you have to bring your own stuff?
You got to bring a bunch of stuff. I don't really,
You got to bring everything.
You got to bring everything. There's no backline. And there's no money. So there's like a million reasons to not. You don't get anything.
No free
food. Don't do it so that we can keep doing it every week if we wish.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation. It's just like, I mean, if you're going to go to the night market, you may as well.
Yeah. But I thought it was fun. I mean, I
we had a lovely time.
Every time I walk by, and I've gone with like people who play music as well. There's always a lot of talk that maybe we should play the Richmond Night Market.
That's possible.
Yeah,
we're not the only ones who have done it.
Yeah. I think Future Star did it.
Recently. Someone else.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it.
There you go.
Oh yeah, The band Everybody.
Everybody in the band. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how does it, and do they give, can you ask for a night, or do you just put in your...
You fill out a thing.
And then they just go, yeah.
There's minimal
this?
Communication, yeah. And you're not sure, and then you get there, and you're like, oh, this is actually great.
Yeah.
It's something like a big Google Calendar or something, and there's dates. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the, scheduling side.
Is there like a sound check earlier, or do you just show up? How does that...
You really show up, yeah. But they're so kind, and you're going to feel the best you've ever felt. That was my experience.
Yeah.
And I expected much less. And I came in with a bad attitude, tired, like most situations. And pleasantly surprised.
I am kind of drawn to it because I think one of the times, not the last time, I went, we saw a band and I think they were just playing like rock music. Mm-hmm. They're young. They're like really young people. The only kind of slightly odd thing, but I'm not used to going to see the outdoor show. So it seems like everyone is like standing really far apart. Because the stage is so big, so it's kind of awkward. But the other time I went, it was a cover band, but I went with a friend and then my other friend, and he's like a music critic for like a major, like a international paper. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't stop watching. Like instead of going to the night market, he just spent all the time looking at this like cover band getting ready. Mm-hmm. And they sound checked on like Zombie as like a, so they did do a sound check.
Nice.
But it was a really long sound check. But while people were, and this was like during like at 9 o'clock when people, so the people were already kind of standing there, but it was obvious sound check because the singer keeps singing the first verse over and over again.
Oh, amazing.
But yeah, but then like we were commenting like, so, and then we went for some food and then we came back and it was in the middle of the set, but they never, I don't think they ever sang, they did cover, but they never sang Zombie. So they were just using that for a sound check.
We should,
but it's like a tease.
That's a good move. Yeah,
that's like a tease.
That
I don't
is
know.
A tease. Yeah. But then that sounds better than any other song you could.
But play. what if people want? But maybe people want to stick around and hear that song. Anyways, it's interesting.
You keep them there.
Oh, so you stayed there because you're waiting for them to play Zombie, and then
I was just thinking about people. Yeah, we were wondering if they would have, right?
Thank you for that. We're gonna try that. For
yeah,
yeah.
I don't think they did, but we might have because we did kind of wander off a bit.
Yeah.
But it's pretty loud. You can kind of hear it. Anyways, whatever. It's.
Well, the food's great.
Yeah, and it's. It's somewhere to play music to a new audience.
We made any fans, but we did see someone laid there who was like, "Oh, what are you guys doing here? I saw you play last week, and this is weird for you."
It's
and
we were therapy. Like,
"Yeah, thank you."
And then they gave me a really nice recommendation on where to go get a coconut drink.
Oh nice.
Mm, very good coconut drinks.
It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was delicious.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
The watermelon drink's really good too. Watermelon.
Gotta get the watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if there's certain kind of bands that would be like, no, like they won't, like if it's really heavy or something really too.
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
It kind of seemed like he didn't really know like the sound or genre.
Right.
Yeah. So and, I think it was like maybe a roll of a dice,
and,
maybe.
And they didn't tell you to say no swear words or anything, right?
They didn't tell us anything. Yeah. They were the most trusting people.
Just like go for it.
Like honestly, yeah. I don't know if there are rules or.
So, what kind of music do you guys play again? I'm like,
oh yeah.
Indie rock.
Indie rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you asked to play, did you have to send in? Like a link to your bank? Nothing.
Maybe,
yeah. Okay.
It was a while ago. Stop grilling me. What is this?
Do you want to play? We can get you.
I know. I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah. We'll send you his deeds. Sure. We'll get it squared up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bill, you're listening to Bill Cann. I just want to go on a night when, like, maybe just like, you know, all the people I want to listen to.
We could line that up. Yeah. We should line that up. That or maybe I'll try to line that up like next year for my birthday or something. Like do something where it's like, oh, let's get everyone to be and just do Night Market Fest.
Yeah. We should do an album release there.
The four of us could do Zombie. Yeah.
Let's do Zombie on repeat.
Yeah.
I'll find that band,
keep
actually.
What they want. Yeah.
We'll just... Bill Cann on CITR, Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell. What are upcoming plans for the band? You have shows coming up. You have a new song you played.
We had I think it's three new songs we had played.
Yeah.
We got some shows in September.
We're playing Future Stars tour. I don't
know. Kickoff or still return?
Kickoff or comeback? Tour kickoff, fall tour. We're on the tour poster. Mm-hmm. For Future Star, I think with Lilix and the Apocalypse, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
going to be Green Auto, September 26th.
Be there.
Mm-hmm.
Or be square.
Yeah.
And then we're playing...
Little Corner's pub gig coming up.
Yes.
Coming up, actually. Yeah, we're going to be back 28th. Here.
Probably like a Thursday, days. Right?
Yeah, all the way back here.
Oh, so next week,
We'll be back here, yeah.
I'm excited.
Back to school.
Yeah.
It's our back to school show. And then we're supposed to play... Oh, is that what it is?
I guess so,
That's nice.
Yeah.
We should dress up.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's somebody's first year.
You should just leave your gear here. We'll, you know, pick it up on the way.
That's not a bad idea. I am considering that. Thank you for that idea. We also have a gig planned with a Calgary band called Brain Bent. I don't have the deets on that yet, but stay tuned. Is that what they are from
They're
Calgary?
Great.
Yeah, Brain Bent.
Yeah. Edmonton.
No, they're a Calgary band.
Calgary
they're
band.
Really good. We played with them at Sled Island.
Yes,
and
we did.
They're making their first kind of trip out west, and they're going to play some dates like in northern BC and I think on the island maybe. But yeah, we're playing with them in Vancouver September 28th.
They're zany, I think.
Yeah.
They're really zany.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're like pretend corporate people. They like, that's their shtick. They have songs about like working in the office and stuff.
Oh,
and,
did they bring a suitcase?
And they have their names on their shirts.
Oh. Kind of Devo-esque. Yeah. Oh. And I know they like Devo.
Core,
for sure.
They definitely like Devo.
We all love Devo.
Yeah. And then an album coming out as well. We have
Brand
an
new.
Album. And it has a name in the future, and if you're from the future, you'll know what it's called. And it's coming out in like a week or something.
Oh,
maybe 2 weeks? I don't know.
Perhaps a single before? Geez.
Yeah, there's going to be a single dropping in the next couple of days, so keep your eyes out for
that.
And
we might have played it tonight.
Okay, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Big ears.
So, so you're playing three new songs, so it's one of those, possibly.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe sending your bets.
There's two, actually. I don't know. Maybe
I was gonna be like, betting amongst yourself now, listeners.
Yeah.
So that's good. You're just waiting for to finish mastering, or do you have like, physical copies or anything?
No,
or just...
this will be like for people on the internet.
Yeah, okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. This really outdated media.
Oh, yeah.
Is
that 8-track? CDs?
8-track, yeah.
Yeah, that's not what the youth is saying.
I heard CDs are coming back.
I heard a debate over this recently, and I say many people have CD players in their cars, and that's a great place to listen to music, so just think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm accepting mixed CDs if anybody wants to make me a mix CD.
I thought you never asked.
Yeah. Cool.
Bill Canned, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, and we're going to play a little game, and I think we'll just do the most, the one that I've been playing for the last last couple of weeks, but because why not? Because yeah, I just got a new deck.
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
Would you rather? It's you know what would you rather is. I got a deck that, well, I said it's new, but it's like a month old now, because the old deck was pretty old and some of the questions are kind of questionable, but this one, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? So how it works is just get someone, one of you, to pick a card. If you don't like it, just grab another one and maybe ask the rest of your band members the question and maybe answer yourself. It's just a way to find out what you feel about things. Get the listeners to know you better.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
Just pretend it's a job interview.
Oh, no.
Okay. Would you rather see the world in black and white or 2D?
2D.
Wait, what? 2D? So,
yeah, 100%.
Wait. No, wait. Wait. <that'd> be,
is wait. That safe? Wait.
I mean, if that's feel how
like
you saw
it's got to be
world.
Black and white. I feel like...
No,
like video,
way.
Like movie, like no. That
Where's the answer on this?
Yeah,
I love two dimensions.
You don't like noir films?
I like black
I
and white movies.
I hate black and white
you don't
movies.
Like, to feel like a detective or a dog?
No. Yeah.
I would like to be a dog detective.
You could do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 2D
it's
is
not
fine.
Too late.
Who needs?
I can't even really imagine what that looks like.
It's like Mario.
It's scaring me.
It's like a video game. It's like a side-scroll
So are
video
you
game.
Seeing it, like, outside? Like, you're seeing
oh,
your body?
Oh, whoa,
like,
you're thinking way too oh, like hard that. About yeah. this.
It's gotta be black and white.
Too hard.
It's black
yeah.
and white.
You're thinking too hard, yeah.
Okay, would you rather design a museum or create the art inside?
You'd probably get more money from designing the museum, and you could make it, like... It's not every day you get to design a museum, but every day you could make some art. No offense.
Yeah, make the museum seems like the choice, because I don't know. It's,
that's
yeah.
that's the piece of art there.
Yeah,
you can
yeah,
get
go.
Weird
that,
with it.
That'll last
but
longer.
But in real life, we'll make the art inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of museum would you want to make?
Still... concrete walls.
Brutalist.
Like, I would have small doors and no windows. And
all the art black and white.
Yeah, all the art in 2D.
Black and white.
2D sculptures. And there would be a swimming pool.
Oh.
Mm, that's nice.
Just for no reason.
Yeah, wait.
Wait a second.
And you could go there to work out.
Oh. Okay.
It could be like a museum of like those shoulder floating things. What are they called?
The
floaties.
Oh, yeah.
That you go on your arms.
Oh, the first wet museum. Everything has to be wet.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Now we're talking.
That's my answer.
Okay. This question.
You can
pick. No, I can't pick another one. Even though I can. Would you rather own a machine that prepares any food you want?
Definitely.
Or a machine that prints $50 a week?
A week?
Oh.
I know, right? Because if it could make food.
I could sell all that
yeah.
food.
You could eat.
For food. Like way more than
$50. Yeah. $50 yeah. is nothing. That's why I'm like, I don't know.
No.
About
any yeah. food you want, it's got to be the food.
Okay, what if it was $500 a week?
Oof.
Would you do $500 a week?
Oof.
What about $5,000 a week?
What if you can? What if you can sell the food? I mean, are you thinking about selling or just for eating?
No, I mean, why would you sell the food if you can eat
it? Yeah,
because it's exactly what you want to eat.
Yeah, you know, you would save a lot of money.
Yeah.
On groceries.
Yeah.
Do you say groceries or groceries?
Groceries.
groceries.
Me too. Yeah. I was like, overthinking.
Because I was almost thinking that I would just open a restaurant and I'll be like.
Oh, and then you make like, yeah. So people, hundreds yeah. of dollars.
Or like.
Not these days.
The
yeah, they make hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I assume that's like a condition that it can't.
There's no conditions on yeah, there. No. Don't make assumptions about would you rather. Dream big.
Yeah, it's got to be food. You could blow that 50 on like just on like transit and then a show and then like two beers and then you're done. Or you can have all the food you want.
Yeah.
Do the colors mean something?
Yeah, there's different category.
Mm. Oh.
Or can we keep
yeah,
doing?
Keep doing, yeah.
Reds,
okay, yes. It's your turn. Yeah, red's yeah. like
one more round.
I did a carpet. Red one, right?
I don't know.
Like it's, I think it says
oh,
on
yeah,
the size.
Remember
like,
when?
That's like family or pop culture or yeah. sports or something. I don't know.
This is sports.
Art for art's
is
sake.
Is it sports?
I'm on a different one.
It's a good,
I don't know.
We do like sports.
10cc song.
All right. Oh, God. Would you rather live in Antarctica studying penguins or in a submarine studying aquatic life?
I hate both of those.
Ooh. I'm afraid of fish.
I'm afraid
or anything
of penguins.
Underwater.
I think like being stuck in a submarine
yeah,
sounds pretty bad.
That sounds, oof, no thanks.
I don't know, you can't do anything else. You can't breathe, you can't drink the water, none of these are true.
You're trapped in a little yeah. yeah thing, but at least in Antarctica you can...
You get some sunlight.
Walk around. Get on a little skidoo or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
They both are terrible, though.
Give me,
recreate Happy Feet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Ooh, okay. Would you rather be a would you rather be a contestant on The Amazing Race or Survivor?
Survivor. People actually watch that.
Oh, just want to be watched.
Do they still do those shows?
Both of them are still on, I believe.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've seen. They
yeah, Survivor is on like season a million now, I think. But
yeah,
I think with Amazing Race, you might actually get to like see more cool
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah,
actually. And Survivor, you're just like suffering.
Sure. And, you yeah. and you get to go to a hotel yeah. at the end of the night too, or whatever,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah, definitely an Amazing Race.
Oh yeah.
Although it seems like it'd be more taxing on the body, perhaps.
Yeah.
For Survivor, don't they just make you like not eat for days, or you have to fight for your food or something?
Yeah, yeah. You have to like make friends and then trick them. I
yeah.
think. Whereas Amazing Race, you have your team, and your team is your team, and
yeah.
it's you against the world, and I think you're happy even if you lose.
Yeah.
But I feel like you don't get to go as cool places. Or something, or like it's pretty dorky, I guess.
Yeah, you don't get
I
to go on a cool island
dorky.
Or anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would, so let's just say if you're going to on Amazing Race, do you have someone, because you have to go as a pair.
Mm.
Who would,
out of the band?
Who are we?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, maybe if you want.
And
like,
I'll let them go
which?
And I'll
watch.
Chill at the hotel,
yeah.
watch them do their thing.
Who in the world do you choose to go with you? That's a wild question.
Yeah, like, would you be looking for, do you have, because you can't, it seems like you can't be afraid of height because that's like, they do a lot of height things.
Yikes. No, thank
Because they make you do all these challenges, right? And then
yeah.
they.
Challenges.
The reason I thought it was like a big scavenger hunt. I don't know why.
It, yeah, it has a bit of that, but I think, yeah, because I've seen Amazing Race Canada, so it's like the discount.
My friends worked on that show.
Oh,
yeah.
They had to do weird stuff to set
oh.
it all up. Yeah. Like,
well, the only thing about Amazing Race Canada is that, you know, I think the American one, they would go to like, you know, like France and Europe and or Asia, whatever. Whereas Amazing Race Canada, they just go like, we'll
you
go to Winnipeg,
Canada, yeah.
Winnipeg,
yeah.
or like Saskatoon, and then back to like Prince Rupert. But it's fun. I kind of like that part of it. I kind of like that part of it. But but a lot of the things are like, yeah, they you have to climb this thing on a rope or like bungee mm-hmm. jump and thing, and then
yeah.
the other yeah, so or like.
Okay, right.
Yeah, or like eat bugs or something. Like,
oh,
yeah.
I don't want to eat bugs.
No.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Do you remember that clip of the woman with the watermelon slingshot thing?
Oh, yeah.
Where she
oh,
like,
that's...
yeah, set it back, and then it kind of like shot back in reverse
oh,
and
no.
hit her. That would be me if I was on Amazing Race.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have some sort of flub like that.
Yeah.
And then you'd have be famous. On the
and then be viral.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Win-win.
Win-win. Yeah.
All right, one more. Last one.
Okay, I kind of want... I don't know why I want a red carpet one. But I don't know if that's what I'm going to get. Okay, I guess so.
You're listening to CRT Radio, 101.9 FM. Mm. I am here with Bill Can. So we're playing Would You Rather. Just rapid fire them.
Okay, would you rather spend a week with your favorite celebrity or trade lives with them for a single day?
Trade lives.
Who would you trade lives with?
Tom Hanks.
Gordon Ramsay.
But then they have to live your life. Like, it has to be Freaky Friday, so then they're going to ruin all your relationships.
You have Tom Hanks and Gordon Ramsay in your band now.
I don't know. Is Gordon Ramsay a chef or a
He's cook? A chef.
He's a chef.
Okay.
He's a crook.
Would you rather see your favorite musician from the front row one time or multiple times but from seats in the far back?
Oh.
Front row.
It's got to be front row.
It's more special.
Yeah.
Who are you going to see in the front row?
You guys.
No. Do they have to be like alive and still a band now?
Oh, I didn't think so, but I guess if you need some restraint.
Damn. I mean, I was going to say maybe broadcast, but then they don't play shows anymore.
That would be good. Yeah. Let's say that.
Let's say broadcast.
Those are the only good ones.
Good rapid fire.
That's good. And that is how you play Would You Rather with Bill Can. Thanks so much for coming in.
Can you
let people know how to get a hold of you? Is it Bandcamp or
604.
Instagram?
Yeah. That's right. We have 604 numbers.
I know.
Got a PO box.
Mm-hmm.
We have an Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Can Band.
Mm-hmm. Where can they, where can they send you their mixed CDs?
Oh, yeah.
You got to find us in the wild, I guess.
Yeah, come to our next show at Corners Pub.
Corners Pub.
Except the mixed CD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can put anything on it.
Corners Pub would be tricky because they probably won't know what CDs are if they're students.
Oh. So do students go there?
The last few times they do. So the only thing is next week is not the beginning of school yet. So I'm just curious.
They
it might be though. I think if you live on campus, maybe you come in a week early. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Set up your dorm.
Yeah. And then what are you going to do on Thursday night?
Go
party at the. I've been to a few, just randomly because I have a show here. But sometimes I go there for food, and then they have food. Yeah, there's food. There's like tacos, and
pretty much it.
That's basically. I think all they have is just tacos and fries, and maybe burger. Yeah, burger and tacos and fries.
Okay, we'll survive out there.
Yeah, and should be fun.
Yeah, so you can bring your mix CDs to Kerner's Pub next week, Thursday, August 29th. Or you can email them to our Instagram, Bandcamp, wherever.
Just Bill Can.
Bill.
Spell like
Can. Band. Bill. Can. Band.
Just Google it.
Thank you.
Google.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much to Jay Arner for being the sound technician tonight. And if you missed this interview and also the live performance, you can listen to the show again on the CITR website by going to CITR.ca, do a search for Bill Can, or just look at the front page tomorrow, I'm going to say, that's going to show up. So that's how you listen to us. Coming up next in a bit of time, but 11 o'clock, it's Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for Copy and Paste with DJ Autonomy. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic show. But until next week, you can listen to the show or go to Kerner's.
Okay.
Or do both, maybe. I don't know.
No.
That's a possibility. Yes, I'll be back next week. No live band, I don't believe, but still tune in. Don't go anywhere.